Hi,
Welcome to Building Our Empire. It's a juggling act. I'm your host, Tiffany Buchanan. Today's episode of Building Our Empire, come find out how Cynthia is juggling it all and building her empire while juggling daily appointments, different therapies with her special needs daughter, learning the ins and outs of her daily struggles and the daily blessings it all brings. Welcome, Cynthia.
Hey, how's it going? Doing
good.
How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So, we're going to start off and tell me a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. I really forget myself some days. I'm a single mom to my beautiful little daughter. She's almost 4 years old. She has autism and several other medical conditions, and I'm, about 37 years old and live up near Seattle, and I get to have the joy of being a stay-at-home mom so I can take care of my munchkin and take her to all of her therapy appointments and doctor's appointments, and we live a crazy full life.
I hear that, believe me. You know, I deal with the same things here, so I totally understand. What are some of the challenges you face as being a mom to a special needs child? I know the struggles, but let's tell our viewers and our listeners.
Boy, there's so many struggles and so many blessings that she's taught me as well. So some of her struggles have actually been strong turning points for me. We have difficulties going into stores and stuff like that. She has audio sensitivity, so just a normal trip to the grocery store can be extremely hard for her. Or for example, this past weekend we went to IKEA to get her a couple of things to put in her bedroom. I'm creating this whole little therapeutical playground for her, essentially. And when we were in there, she started to have a meltdown just because of the lighting, the sounds, the smells, everything else. So just going out and doing normal day-to-day tasks can be a struggle. But in that struggle, she's also, taught me that I no longer have to be concerned about my own inhibitions, I'm able to focus solely on her. I've learned to care less about what the world thinks all around us. I used to be one of those people that kind of got nervous what other people think about what's going on. So my daughter has actually helped me to learn and focus on what's more important in life instead of what I think other people are perceiving or viewing things, because public meltdowns can be no fun. She's taught me, because I was highly ignorant before my daughter. I had no concept or clue what autism was. I was one of those very ignorant people, I will admit it, that thought, autism was kind of more like Rain Man. I had no concept or reality of what things were, and she's helped me to understand what a massive spectrum of it is and that autism doesn't have a look, and it affects every individual so differently. They truly are their own little snowflakes,
That they truly are. They're all very unique and very different in all aspects. No child on the spectrum is alike, period.
No, they're not. Every child has their own differences.
When it comes to the meltdowns in public, how do you handle those now compared to in the very beginning? I know on my end of it, when it happens, people are judgmental. They look at you, they stare, they make comments. How do you cope with that? How do you deal with that?
Every time it kind of depends on the scenario or what's happening, For example, like I said, when we just went to IKEA, she started just running through the store and she was overwhelmed. And her progression to a meltdown's over excitement, and she just started throwing things everywhere. I had to chase after her, finally caught her, And the moment I touched her, she just started screaming because she has touch sensitivities as well, which a lot of children on the spectrum do have. But once I grabbed her, it just caused this full-on meltdown. She started thrashing, trying to headbutt me, self-injurious behaviors. I don't even know what people might have been looking at or what they might have been thinking standing around. I wasn't paying attention to a single person besides her. You know, I usually try to get to her level and hold her so that she's not harming myself or her, and try to calmly talk to her and, you know, try to tell her it's okay. I'm right here for you. You know, can you please use words? Do you need to leave? You know, because when she gets to that certain level, she shuts down to the point where she won't even speak anymore. She does communicate pretty well some days. She has a really tough time figuring out what words to use. And in that instance, Grandma was able to take her and leave so I could finish purchasing things. But a lot of times we have to just walk away, and whatever is in the basket has to stay, you know. So there's been times that, you know, I've had to leave grocery store carts full of food because something just became too much. Sometimes we're able to go out to the car and I could get her calm. It may take 20 minutes and I could go back in and buy things. That's if the cart's still there. If not, we try again another day. And it's constantly just trying again and never, you know, never giving up hope towards things or being able to push through things together. Like life is essentially kind of like teamwork with her and I. You know, we help each other to get through these struggles together.
Exactly. It's always something different and different on a daily basis. Nothing's the same.
No,
it isn't. Something might set them off totally different each day.
Yeah, and then sometimes people do give funny looks because my daughter, she stims quite a bit, which is for different kids, they have different, like, ways that they might stim, which is just a repetitive movement. She flaps her arms a lot near her face. She'll bounce up and down. She is very echolalic, so she'll repeat entire TV shows she's heard, which is pretty amazing. But sometimes people will stare at her when she stims, you know, but I just look at it and I smile. I look at them and I smile, and most of the time they'll look away. Either that, or I have the opportunity to sit there and tell them my daughter is extremely excited right now. That's called stimming. She does that whenever she's super happy or overstimulated. And they'll normally just look at me and nod their head and shake, you know, like, oh, okay, you know. But I haven't had too many incidences where I've had to outright tell people things. I have a few times, but I use it as an opportunity to educate people, not to make them entirely feel bad, but their looks can be hurtful sometimes. But now I just look at it as how wonderfully different my daughter is.
Yeah, it's always a good chance to educate people who are not educated in children with autism. There's a lot of people that have no clue what it's like on a daily basis for a parent that has a child on the spectrum and how different they are and what sets them off. And it is a good time at that moment to educate them so that they're not so judgmental and they don't just look at your kid that they're just having a fit because they're upset or you can't handle your child. Have you had instances like that?
I'm pretty sure people have kind of given those looks or those stares or whatever. I haven't been able to address all of them because I'm more focused on dealing with my daughter, but I do quite often talk about it with, like, friends or post stuff on Facebook or talk to people trying to just let them know, hey, every time you see some child in public that may look like they're, you know, just being a brat and having a tantrum, it may not always be that. You can't perceive people just by looking at them. I didn't even get my daughter's diagnosis till about 10 months ago, before that, they kept saying, oh, your daughter's not autistic. You know, she makes too good of eye contact. She speaks. And it's like, oh, okay. Just because she speaks doesn't mean she's not autistic.
Exactly.
And so for me, getting her diagnosis was a complete blessing because I felt like I wasn't crazy and I wasn't losing my mind and that she was truly having all these struggles. And it was just, I don't know, it might be, some people might think that's nuts, but I went out and had some drinks and celebrated her diagnosis because then it meant that there was more opportunities for her and more therapies available to help her be the best little person that she could be in life.
Exactly. It's always about them. It just, you have to focus on what makes them and how I see it with my son, that I need to make him the best person for him, and I want the world to see him as him and not his diagnosis. And people need to look past that and see him as the handsome little smart boy he is and not have a label on him.
Yeah.
So on top of your
I agree.
On top of your daily therapy sessions with your daughter and teaching her how to be an amazing little human, I know you also run your own business from home. So give me an example of what your normal day is. I mean, between therapies and running your business, how do you juggle it all?
Lots of caffeine. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I don't even drink coffee anymore. But I juggle it all from my cell phone. I'm so thankful that I am able to build a business and make a difference and impact other people's lives just by using my cell phone on the go. For example, like today, she is at ABA therapy right now, and then I'm going to go pick her up. And she has occupational therapy today. This week alone, she has like two different doctor's appointments, two therapies appointments, plus she goes to ABA therapy like Monday to Friday, 3 hours a day. I do everything from my cell phone. I would be completely lost without it. I always have one of those little portable chargers with me just in case. And I'm able to check in with, you know, my business as I'm just out and about, or I'm sitting in a waiting room, or if we happen to go out to a park or to a friend's house, I'm able to still be present with building my empire, you know? So the multitasking factor is amazing, and any mom can multitask. I mean, we're phenomenal at that. So any mother can definitely build their own empire, you know? Like, we are definitely blessed with the multitasking.
That is very true, because we've got to multitask daily. How do you find that perfect balance?
Every day that I wake up, I try to, you know, I try to have a little to-do list, because I would be lost without my calendar or to-do list. I have a set little schedule of things that I do every day. I wake up and I do a gratitude journal, and I spend a few minutes writing down things that I'm thankful for, because as a single mom and with all the different struggles that our life has in its own unique ways, you can definitely get lost in the, you know, worries and the self-pities and stuff like that. So I really focus on gratitude, and I am extremely blessed to have the life that I have. And I write to-do lists to get everything done, and I try to use organizational factors for that. I have my little calendar, and I use this app called Trello that enables me to be able to schedule to-do lists or to have follow-ups with people. I try to keep it as organized as possible, either that or I can get overwhelmed with the day-to-day stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how
I get it.
I keep things in order. I definitely have to have my list.
Those help. Do you do, what about personal development?
For personal development, every day I try to spend 30 minutes building myself in, I don't know if I could say the name of the book that I just started recently reading because it's got a cuss word in it. So it's called Unlike Yourself, and it has the F word in it, you know, but it's kind of abbreviated out, so I don't know if I could cuss on here. And then
it's a good book.
I've been reading that book. It's a very good book. I've been recently reading that book, which basically helps you to overcome your own self-doubts, to just say, screw it all, and not worry about what other people are thinking or doing, like to just wake up and get rid of all those, that mind clutter, you know. I definitely like reading books. I every day try to listen to inspirational, motivational type things or listen to trainings that my company has offered so that way I can build myself better, and I surround myself with people that are striving to reach the same level of success, you know, or they're at that level of success that I want to reach. So I follow a lot of people that are 6- and 8-figure earners, and I listen to what they're saying, and I start applying it towards my life.
That's so awesome. Personal development, just it helps a lot in daily aspects. Even I've found with doing personal development, it's helped me not only in my business, but with my family. I have more patience with my children, more I give more self-care to myself. What do you do daily for yourself?
For myself
sometimes.
Daily? Well, some days I shower. some days I shower. my own self-care daily that I get to do is it's very interesting because it's a paradox, really. I get to help other people, which in turn helps me. It makes me feel really good to be able to reach out and just help other people to, like, build friendships with people and to get to know people on a personal level. And I've gotten to know so many different people, and I've come to realize my struggles aren't as great as I thought my struggles were. And that has made a big difference in different things. I try to every day eat better. That is definitely one area of self-care that I do better every day. Not too long ago, I used to live off of coffee and boxes of donuts and every type of sweet treat I could run and hide and eat in the bathroom because it was filled with gluten and fructose corn syrup and stuff that my daughter can't eat. So I've learned to eat better and to honor my body and to take care of myself in those regards, and that's made a massive impact on not just me, but like how you're saying, it's showing up in how I react to my family better, which has made a big difference. Like, my patience levels are so much better. I don't get as frustrated sometimes with my daughter because, you know what, I'm still that normal mom that I have my really bad days where you just get frustrated. And those days are starting to become less and less in my own life as I focus on, you know, self-care in regards to eating better and just developing myself into a better person so I can be there for others. You know, you just can't pour from an empty cup. And
no, you definitely
if
can't.
If there's nothing, no. And if you have nothing to give inside of you, you can't be there for anybody else. So I've been focusing on doing that. And I try to spend like 30 minutes a day alone. It doesn't always happen, but that's one area that I do try to give myself some grace or some credit is I try to have 30 minutes of just alone time a day with no cell phone, no kid, the last night she was up till 12:20, so I did not have that opportunity. She also has periodical limb movement disorder, so she has severe sleep issues. And last night was just one of those nights we were up till very late.
Wow. I couldn't even imagine.
And then I had to get up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
What inspires me?
Yes. What inspires you?
Watching my daughter succeed, like watching her little milestones, that really inspires me to do better. Just seeing other kids or being around other kids, like, for example, this past Saturday, I went roller skating with a friend, and we went to a roller skating rink, and we thought it was going to be open skating, so we thought it was going to be a bunch of adults. It was like 10 kids' birthday parties. So there was just little kids everywhere, and there was like maybe a couple of parents skating, but we just went out there and rocked it, and we skated anyways. But what inspired me was watching those little kids falling down, laughing, and getting back up. I get inspired by the littlest things all around me, because I look like Bambi on the skates, you know, when he first tried to stand up. That was me on the roller skates. Okay. I had not been on skates in so many years. literally my first 4 laps around, I was holding on to the side just like the kids. And, you know, part of me had this nervousness of, oh, my God, I bet all these parents are looking at me wanting to laugh. And then it's like, you know what, forget this. Like, I looked at the kids, and they were all laughing and falling and having fun. And I'm like, I want to be like that. You know, so I get inspired by children a lot, because they really are such inspirations. You know, they have no limits. Like, if they want to do something, they just, you know, strive and reach out to do it. They don't worry about what other people think. They don't worry about, you know, well, what if I can't do this? They do it. So I get inspired by my daughter daily, and I get inspired by other people's children and watching their little milestones that to some people might seem trivial, but they mean the world to other special needs parents. You know, so she's my inspiration.
That's one thing. Children are very resilient, and that's one thing that I've learned even from my children and other children is how they look. They don't care what anyone thinks. If they fall down, they get back up and they try again, and that's how we should all be, no matter if it's in our personal life or our businesses or anything, is we should strive to be better just like they do. I mean, everything's so innocent through their eyes. That's my favorite part about being a mom in general, is seeing the life through my children's eyes. They teach me daily on things that I would just look past, and they just make it magical again, you know?
That they do. Like, I never realized ants were so fascinating.
Right?
Like, I knew they were before, but my daughter is obsessed with ants. So, yeah, no, they're extremely fascinating, you know? And then you start looking up things about ants again, so you could tell your kid all about ants and the amount of weight that they hold for their one little body. You know, it's just, they remind you of the simple things that you walk past and take for granted every day. And
exactly.
That's where she definitely inspires me with. They do. Before she was born, I was just a shell. I was definitely just a shell. I feel like she's my superhero, and I get to be her awesome sidekick. And I was, you know, I got my cape the day she was born to be able to be her sidekick. So
it's a cape we all wear.
We all do.
So what would you say is your secret to success in being a single mom, raising your special needs daughter, running your business, just your daily success? What would you say your secret is?
You have to figure out what your why is. Like, your why should keep you up at nights. It should make you like cry just thinking about it, you know. For every person is different. It's got to be greater than just a monetary value. You know, yes, money is great and it's fine and everything, but it has to have a bigger impact than just money. And once I figured out my why, it just woke up this thing inside of me, and I started picturing it constantly. It kept me awake at nights going, okay, how am I going to reach these goals? How am I going to succeed in this? Then I started having some of those kind of self-doubts where, well, you can't do that. You know, like every person trying to do entrepreneurship, can't talk today, has those self-doubts at times. And, you know, you got to stop and think of, like, other famous people that have made it. Like, Michael Jordan didn't shoot his first three-point shot perfectly. You know, he had a lot of failures before then. And for every time that somebody tells me no, it's one step closer to my yes. And I try to go for like 20 no's a day, which that's actually a really good book if anybody wants to check that one out. I don't know. That's, for me, that's how I'm succeeding, is just having found a why that keeps me driven. And mine is making sure I could provide a better life for my daughter. It's not even, like, it's getting all those extra things for her that insurance doesn't cover. It's being able to spend time with her and be less stressed so that I'm just not this agitated mom because I'm worried about bills. It's me being calmer with her, you know, like, That's definitely my driving force and what's making me successful, is I have that I'm not going to quit no matter what attitude, and I have a really big why behind me. Yeah, no, I definitely ain't nothing going to stop me.
One more question for you. Who do you admire?
Who do I admire? I admire almost everybody I'd meet in some sort of ways. I don't have like one specific person that I admire. Every time I meet somebody, I try to find like a really beautiful quality in them, you know? And for different people, like, and the company that I work for, there's so many different people I admire in that. I admire them for different attributes. You know, I find certain little things about people and I fall in love with it. Like their enthusiasm or their passion or just the way they're able to carry and handle themselves. There's just so many of them that I'm surrounded with, I can't pinpoint one. Like I'm surrounded by a bunch of great people, so, and that's one of the keys to success too, is you want to definitely just surround yourself with those people. So I really couldn't pinpoint just one at the moment. Yeah, I admire my daughter's strength. Like, she doesn't even know she has struggles. That's the most beautiful thing about her. She has no clue she has struggles. So that's definitely one person I can pinpoint, like, what I admire about them. Plus, she's my kid, and I'm kind of biased, and I think she's wonderful all the way around. But
what would you say is one thing that you want to teach your daughter in life?
To never give up. No matter what happens in life, you can overcome it. At one point in time, I was homeless and living on the streets in Colorado, and I didn't even have a jacket, and it was the dead of winter, and it was snowing. And, you know, I could have just gave up. I couldn't have, you know, I could have just felt sorry for myself, you know, and kind of given up on life. And I have turned my life around in so many different ways. I have had struggles most people I had hoped never experienced. You know, I would tell people to never give up no matter what. You can achieve your wildest dreams, and it's completely doable. You just have to change your mindset, and you can do it.
What is one thing that's on Cynthia's bucket list? What is one thing you want to do before your time is up?
One thing I want to do before my time's up, I want to go to some tropical island and spend a day on the beach, having a couple of drinks and hanging out with, like, my loved ones, you know, having them all fly out there with me and to be able to take a really nice vacation. And I'd like to overcome my fear of heights. So on my bucket list, I don't know if I'd like to go bungee jumping, but I'm sure at some point I will push myself to jump out of an airplane, a perfectly good airplane.
Oh, girl.
So, and I'm scared to death of
that's
heights.
One of my
you put
struggles.
Me on third.
That's one of my struggles.
You struggle
too.
There as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put me in a building that's pretty high, and my hands get clammy. I'm scared of heights. I'm very scared of heights, but my goal will be to be able to push past those fears that I have of heights, either that or swimming with sharks, because, like, I'm petrified of sharks. They're gorgeous, but, like, just the thought of them nibbling on me, I'm good. I don't swim in the ocean.
Well, let me just say you're a better woman than me because I have no way jumping out of a perfectly good plane. I struggle getting
I don't
on
want
a
to either.
With my children.
I don't want to either.
That's the things we do for our children.
Right? That's on my bucket list someday is to overcome that fear. Now, if I achieve that one, might be a while from now. You might have to check back with me in the next 5 years or so.
I give you props on that one, girl.
Yeah, no. I'm right there
yeah,
with
I
you.
Don't think
it's
I could
a...
do that one. That
no,
would be a hard
I,
one
I'm,
for me.
I'm luckily, I believe you're strapped on to somebody else, so I'm just going to tell them to jump. I don't know if I'd be able to do it on my own. Luckily, like, there's this beautiful thing called teamwork, and hopefully I have a great team player when I go to reach that goal.
Right, because, girl, I'd have to be pushed.
Yep. Sometimes we all need
that'd
that push in
only...
life to achieve it.
Yes, that is true. You need that daily push. Every day,
yeah, no,
you
that,
need that push to do something.
Yeah, no, that'll definitely, I would need a push there. And I've learned throughout the rest of life, too, sometimes you just need somebody to push you along. So hopefully they'll be a good cheerleader for me and they'll push me out the door.
Well, maybe one day we'll both achieve that and we'll do it together.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we can hold hands as we're falling to the ground.
It'll be in the way near future, but
yeah.
We'll get
just
there,
make
girl.
Sure
we'll
we let go
there.
Of hands and separate apart before we pull that cord.
Right? Exactly. So tell me a little bit about the business that you run.
It's a health and wellness company. We carry a wide variety of different products. Everything from like toothpaste to weight loss stuff to different supplements. We have house cleaning products. We have so many amazing different things, and they're all clean, natural products. So you're not leaving a footprint on our earth, because this company truly cares about our generations to come. I care about our generations to come. That's another reason I also joined this company, is because I do care about all the different toxins and stuff like that I put around my daughter. She has very sensitive skin, and we have like laundry soap that actually works out for her. So I was so amazed by this organization and blown away by their mission to have clean living homes, and have people living cleaner lives, that I had to join up. I mean, it's an amazing company.
It is. And how can people find you on social media?
If they want, they would be able to find me on Facebook. That's the best way to locate me. My name on there would be Cynthia Couch, C-O-U-C-H, or they can just directly go to it by facebook.com/CLHolmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 06. And that'll take them directly to my profile.
All right,
and
then
if they wanted, they could email me. My email address is Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N, Mama, M-A-M-A, 2013@gmail.com.
One more question before we say goodbye. What would you tell other single moms who are struggling?
What advice would I give other? Okay. The advice that I would give them is to never give up, to know that they are amazing, phenomenal women for doing what they have to do on a daily basis, to have more self-love to each other, or to themselves, to definitely reach out and help one another, because I don't know where I would be without other amazing women in my life that have been mentors to me. So find yourself a good mentor that you could follow after, so you can reach and achieve your goals and dreams, and know that you are doing a phenomenal job being a single parent, because, girl, it ain't easy. It definitely
that
is not easy. I know you understand that. It has its struggles, but you are completely able to reach all the goals you've ever wanted and had in life. Just find yourself a mentor to follow after. Sorry, I have a southern accent and sometimes it comes out, but for the most part it stays a little hidden. I would definitely find yourself a mentor and somebody that you can look up to that can help you to reach the goals that you're having.
That's awesome. That's good advice. Okay, well, it's time to get out of here. But before we do, I want to thank Cynthia for joining us today. And I want to thank all our sponsors, listeners, and, of course, our network family. Make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, and hearting us on all social media at Sage Mentoring. And until next time, keep safe, keep building your empire. Remember, women support each other. When women support each other, wonderful things happen. And real quick.
Thank you. Do we hang up now? You still there? Do we hang up now?